This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
David Jurist.
And Daryl.
We, of course, will take your calls about anything you want to discuss. We're discussing the Uber situation in San Francisco. We've been following Uber on this show for a number of years. And while I like a lot of the things that Uber has done for ride sharing, I don't think they're the best company in the world to work for, having talked to some of their driver partners, as they call them.
And from some of the things that I've heard, to where they're more than willing to just hand over data if a government asks for it. They're probably not the best company to do business with either.
Yep, but, you know, to all their credit, they do deserve credit for being an innovator and decentralizing the transportation business away from taxi companies.
Yes.
and allowing people to kind of somewhat make more decisions about themselves. Now, of course, there are no Cell 411, which just came out several weeks ago, that actually allows drivers to decide their own rates, to decide what kind of payment methods they want to accept. The Cell 411 platform does not take a cut. There's no percentage that goes to them, so the driver actually keeps 100% of whatever it is they charge the person. So you definitely want to check out GetCell411.com. But Uber does deserve a lot of credit for fighting governments in different places. That's one of the things they have done right, is they're more likely to just encourage some level of civil disobedience. As we discovered this week, David, you and I went out to Portsmouth to meet with and support at trial Stephanie Franz, a.k.a. Uber Grandma. Now, you were new to that case. I don't know how familiar you were with her. You're new to New Hampshire. You're a relatively new mover.
Right.
What was your level of familiarity prior to coming out to that hearing?
Well, she racked up several tickets for refusing to follow the city's rules. She didn't get their
permission
permits.
Slip.
Yeah, their permission slips. And she ended up racking 6 or 7 tickets.
Tickets, $6,500. The first ticket was $500. Each additional was $1,000.
Right. And she did not take a plea. She did not go for a guilty plea. She did not plea at all. They ended up finding her administratively guilty. And that was based on essentially her attorney pointing out, look, you know, they got you dead to rights as far as the facts of the case are concerned, because she didn't lie to the police.
Right. It sounds to me like it was a no contest sort of thing, to where you're saying, I'm not saying I'm guilty, but I know that's how you're going to find me, make this go away.
Right, and they fined her ultimately $645, which includes the court costs, so a tenth of what they were originally demanding. That alone for Uber would have been a win, because, important point, Uber encouraged drivers told drivers they would support them, which is basically encouragement, saying, look, even though it's illegal for you to drive in Portsmouth, if you continue to drive for Uber, we will back you up legally. So they paid her attorney's bills, and they're willing to pay the fine as well. I did suggest to her, however, that she could motion the court for, and I think this was your suggestion, David.
Yes, to donate to charity instead of the court directly.
And she's got a couple more days to do that.
Right.
Court rules allow you 10 days to make post-trial motions.
And so when I informed her of that same day as the hearing, she seemed very interested and reached out to her attorney right away, and he agreed with it. So.
And one thing that's interesting to point out is this isn't just, you know, somebody that had a bad driving record and was like, I'm going to drive for Uber, because first off, you can't become an Uber driver if you have a bad driving record.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, she worked as a bus driver in the city.
That's correct.
The city of Portsmouth does not require bus drivers to jump through hoops and hurdles to do background checks.
Was it the city bus or school bus? I thought she was a school bus driver.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anybody driving a bus in the city doesn't have to jump through hoops and hurdles with background checks that taxi drivers have.
Gotcha.
So the transportation ordinance only applied to taxi drivers. It did not apply to limo drivers. It did not apply to the drivers of the duck boats or any of the other sorts of things that take people from point A to point B or from point A around the city back to point A. It only applied to taxi drivers.
So Uber deserves credit for backing up their drivers like
that. And Uber was saying, oh, we're not a taxi company, so therefore we don't have to have anybody, you know, getting a taxi license.
Well, they weren't a taxi company, but now that they have their own cars, there's a much stronger argument that they are a taxi company.
At least in California.
Correct. In California, where they are.
And I believe there was already a court ruling against them in California, where some people had sued.
Was this the drivers that were suing?
Drivers had sued and said, we're not independent contractors, we're employees, and Uber has to pay us minimum wage and this and that and the other
thing. Did that actually get ruled on? Can you double check it?
I will
double check that one, because I didn't know if that
one was... I'm fairly certain that Uber did
lose. I knew there was a ruling out of the UK on that. I don't know if I'd seen that California, because basically if the court rules that Uber's drivers are employees and not independent contractors, then that completely changes their business model. And so definitely want to hear more about that. Meanwhile,
April 21st, Uber settles lawsuit. But so apparently it does allow them to remain at the
Correct.
Drivers are independent contractors. The suit also included some drivers in Massachusetts. So it was California
yep.
and Massachusetts.
So they paid out in order to where the court did not have to make a decision on that.
Yes. And they agreed to pay $84 million to roughly 385,000 drivers, with a second payment of $16 million due if Uber goes public and its valuation increases by 1.5 times from the December 2015 valuation.
You got to wonder, as far as Uber is concerned, what percentage, because right now, when I started driving for Uber, which was like a year ago, it was 80% that went to the driver, 80% of every fare.
I think it's lower now.
Yeah, it went down to 75% like a month after I started driving. So presumably it's at least 75% right now, maybe lower. I don't know if they've lowered it again. But you have to wonder how much of their corporate budget is going to legal defense. It's got to be a huge chunk of their payroll or their corporate budgets that's going to that, because they're constantly paying, in this case, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in a settlement.
$84 million
and
could be as high as $100 million.
The attorneys, of course, that they're hiring to go up in city after city after city where the governments are threatening Uber, the governments are taking Uber to court. They're arresting their drivers. I mean, there's all kinds of legal cases that this company is embroiled in. I mean, Uber is as much of a legal company at this point than it is a ride-sharing company. It's amazing. So, I mean, they deserve a lot of credit for some of the time and the effort they put into defending ride-sharing. But at the same time, they're no friend of the other ride-sharing organizations out there. They're the ones who are proposing the ride-sharing regulations. So Uber is working on creating the regulations that ultimately will keep smaller ride-sharers out of the marketplace. So they're not, a good company necessarily. Going on, though, so out in California, the California regulators are telling Uber, hey, you need to have a permit in order to test these autonomous vehicles on the public roads. Now, the issue apparently was that one of the Uber test vehicles drove through a red light. According to CBS Local out in Sacramento, there was a video that caught a self-driving Uber running a red light on Wednesday, which was the same day that the company launched the pilot program with several Volvo SUVs. And so now they're going to have some sort of secret meeting with the officials of Uber and the California regulators together. Whereas Uber previously had been taking a hardline stance against what they deemed to be excessive regulation, hoping to change the rules with their act of defiance. Anthony Lewandowski, their Uber's advanced technology group head, wrote in a blog post Wednesday, quote, there is a more fundamental point, how and when companies should be able to engineer and operate self-driving technology. He said, we've seen different approaches to this question. Most states see the potential benefits, especially when it comes to road safety, and several cities and states have recognized that complex rules and requirements could have an unintended consequence of slowing innovation. Our hope is that California, our home state, and a leader in much of the world's dynamism, will take a similar view.
And don't forget the trolley problem that gets calculated into the self-driving cars.
We'll have to explain the trolley problem here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Your thoughts on self-driving cars.
P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want to. Does a government permit actually mean that the Uber driverless cars are going to be more safe? Would Uber going and pulling a permit mean that the driverless car that ran through a red light in San Francisco on Wednesday would not have run through the red light in San Francisco on Wednesday? Exactly what is it that the government permit does here that helps protect people?
Nothing. It just generates revenue.
It protects people by making sure that some middle class bureaucrat paper pusher keeps a job by filing papers. And why do you want middle class bureaucratic paper pushers to be out of work, Ian?
Well, you could always tie them to railroad tracks. You're going to tell us about the trolley problem here in a moment. Also, want to let you know, if you have been run over by a trolley, then you might need some medical care, in which case HealthExcellenceSelect.com could help you. They are a free market health care company, and they can give you freedom from health insurance. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com, although you have to choose to, if you've chosen to be run over by the trolley, then I don't know if you'll be covered.
Probably not.
But regardless, you can learn more over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They will give you 24-hour, no-charge access to doctors, plus a proactive health assessment daily, a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want. And by the way, it's any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price, so go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So what is the trolley problem, or what is the trolley problem, and what does it have to do with Uber's driverless cars?
So the trolley problem is this moral dilemma, and libertarians love playing this thing to where here's a hypothetical to where you're the only person in the world that can solve this problem, but somebody's going to die no matter what you do, so what do you do? So the trolley problem is, for some reason, you're at this juncture of railroad track or trolley tracks, and there's a lever right next to you. You just happen to be in that spot.
Right place at the right time.
Or the wrong place. Right. So
depending on how you look at it.
This locomotive going down the tracks, and if you do nothing, then like five people will wind up dying.
Because the locomotive is just going to crush them. They're tied to the tracks.
For some reason, they're laying on the tracks.
Yep. You don't have time to get to them to untie them.
Correct.
Right.
Now, you could pull the lever and save those people, but there's another set of people on the other track.
Maybe only one person.
Fewer,
yeah.
Right. It's generally fewer. Could be more. There's actually a really funny Facebook page, Nihilist Trolley Problems. Or actually, trolley problem meme, and I think one of them is a nihilist trolley problem. But yeah, they're hilarious. So, all of these weird scenarios. But with self-driving cars, somebody has to program the car of what to do if there's a pedestrian in front of you. So there's a concrete wall to your left and a car to your right and a pedestrian in front of you.
Yeah.
What does the car do? Does the car save the life of the person inside or the life of the person outside? What if it's five people that are in front of you? And there's a brick wall to your left and a car to your right.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So the question is, how did the programmers decide to handle that?
Yes. And there's actually a story from The Guardian from over the summer titled Self-Driving Cars Don't Care About Your Moral Dilemmas. And another article from The Verge titled Who Will You Decide to Kill with Your Self-Driving Car? So this is something that, it has to be programmed. And it all depends on
who is
doing the programming. And I'm wondering if that's how the guy in Japan wound up dying, is because, the programmer was like, all right, save the life of the person inside the car and don't worry about anybody outside of the car unless, it can be avoided.
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting because, how do you program for every possible circumstance? That's one of the things with life. When you're out in the real world, there are things that will happen that likely will not have been thought of by the programmers, that the individual behind the wheel would have to adapt to in the moment of that thing happening, whether it's,
right,
you know, an avalanche coming down or, you know, some sort of crazy thing that they didn't think of, right?
Right. And I have known people that they couldn't make up their mind and wound up crashing their car.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that we all know somebody like that, but I know somebody that he was actually driving to a relative's house. He got off the interstate. It was a T intersection. So can either turn right or you can turn left, or mm-hmm, there's, you know, like a fence and something else if you go straight. He could not remember the directions on how to get to his relative's house and wound up driving straight into the fence and,
wow,
crashing his car.
So, yeah, you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-453. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live on via Skype. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, guys. Just some catch-up fun stuff on things that you had discussed. Heard you talking about earlier today. Excuse me. You made a Mike Tyson reference. Funny story. I ran into him in a topless bar in Phoenix one time and sat down right next to him for a while. It's actually... As you might be able to tell if you're into doing any psych analysis of people, he's actually a pretty nice guy. He's just got his flaws, you know, in the obvious ways.
Sure. But he loves Bitcoin. Mike Tyson,
does he?
Yeah, he's got Bitcoin machines.
Oh, yeah, the
Vegas.
Mike Tyson Bitcoin machine.
Machine, yeah.
It's
speaking
cute
of Mike Tyson and machines, you should Google, if you haven't already, the video of him on his kid's hoverboard toy, you know what I mean, the skateboard thing.
Oh, really?
If you haven't seen it, it's rather hilarious. It's worth looking at.
All right, thanks.
It actually kind of shows his true personality as well. But that happened to be one of Charlie Sheen's favorite topless bars in Phoenix as well. He dated at least one girl out of that bar. So,
only one,
anyway. Well, that I can say absolutely, yeah, that the only he it likely was multiples, yeah, but that's the only one I know of. And
so apparently he took quite a spill, huh, on the hoverboard.
On the hoverboard, yeah, it was epic. It was like flat out, from upright to flat out with hardly an attempt to break the fall kind of
and
thing.
Why do they call those things hoverboards? They don't hover.
They don't hover. Yeah, it's marketing.
Yeah, I debated that when I first. It comes down to, I think, the illusion of hovering.
All right. What else you want to share tonight?
Yeah. Oh, and yesterday you had mentioned a domestic violence incident with Johnny Depp. And actually, I'm that Lone Ranger movie. I worked in that movie. Unfortunately, they cut my scenes out of it. I didn't get to see myself in it. But he had a history of years ago when he was dating Kate Moss. I don't know if you remember this, but when she broke up with him. I think there's a history of women breaking up with him. But when she broke up with him, he destroyed the hotel room that he was in.
David, thanks for the Hollywood update. Appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. This hoverboard video is actually kind of old. It's like a year old at this point. But I bet it's funny. People getting hurt sure is funny. It's Free Talk Live, yeah. I'm not usually amused by this stuff. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's a sweater that you have from Tipsy Elves, Daryl, that you loaned out to Jay Noon, our Wednesday night
yes.
co-host. He's going to a Christmas party, an ugly Christmas sweater party. And the one that you loaned out has reindeer having sex.
Yes.
On the reindeer style, I guess you could say, on
yes.
the front of the shirt.
And kind of like a reindeer orgy because there's two pairs.
Yeah.
And they're facing one another.
So, and you didn't even realize at first how dirty the sweater was. You just thought, oh, there's a Christmas sweater.
No. So, I didn't even know what it was. Mark just hands me a sweater and says, put this on. Laura needs to take a picture of us.
I see.
And so I put it on. And
you had no idea.
I didn't even look at it. He was like, hurry, put it on. And so I put it on. And then I wound up going somewhere, mm-hmm. and I realized just before I left the house what was on it, but by that
That's
time,
so
I didn't have time to change.
So you wore it out.
Yes.
Did anyone else notice that you know of?
I don't know.
So some people will probably say something. Others probably won't say anything about it. But it will get remarked on. Whether you hear the remarks or not is another question. You're going to get people talking about you at the Christmas party. Go to tipsyelves.com and get your own ugly Christmas sweater. And that's what they do. They make ugly Christmas sweaters, as well as some other ridiculous products like Christmas suits for men, holiday leggings for women, sweater dresses for women, pajamas for women. Plus, they've got collegiate design. So if you prefer some college teams on your clothing, then check out tipsyelves.com. They got awesome Christmas designs, brand new 2016 designs you won't find anywhere else. Tipsyelves.com. You get 20% off by using code FTL when you go to checkout. So load up your cart, whatever you want, the Christmas sweaters, the collegiate designs, anything that's on the site, 20% off. Apparently you said they even have pet stuff as well.
Yes.
By using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the checkout at tipsyelves.com. As we continue here, California is threatening Uber over their autonomous vehicles, that is, cars that drive without a human operator. The California regulators are demanding that Uber get some sort of permit in order to do that, and claiming that ultimately that some sort of safety issue, even though I'm not yet sure how it is that, quote, the requirements serve to build public trust in the safety of the technology and to foster confidence in allowing autonomous vehicles on the public streets. So I guess that's not a, you know, false statement. People do believe in the government, and they believe somehow that this magical piece of paper is going to result in safer streets. But the reality is, if Uber had pulled the permit, its car still would have gone through the traffic light that it went through. One of their cars blew through a red light, apparently, on video, somewhere in the San Francisco area. And, you know, now there's all this hubbub about it. California was mad before that happened, and now there's some sort of private meeting that is going to go on. But maybe someone could call in.
What is the government of California not mad about, Ian?
Well, they do love regulations, and they do love to tell you what to do and have you jump through hoops. So if you can defend the idea that a permit is somehow going to make Uber's cars more safe, I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
There are the people that think that, you know, florists need to jump through hoops and hurdles in certain states. You know, for some reason, florists in 49 states operate without permits, but in Louisiana, the permit is required to make sure that florists are able to do their job properly.
Well, you know, they are wielding dangerous pruning shears, maybe some scissors, cutting off the stems from the flowers. They could cut off a finger.
Right, but, you know, okay, you went to college and you learned how to properly cut something and arrange it. Doesn't mean that accidents don't still happen.
Yeah, but like then the state wouldn't get permit money.
Right, but it's only in one state. You know, so
but
the
they're using that
Louisiana
money to help educate people about the dangers of running with scissors and things like that. You know, we got to keep people safe.
The people in Louisiana just think that, you know, oh, well, you know, I can't fathom how florists could operate without a permit. And then there's places like Florida where interior designers
Is that right?
go to more training than police officers and paramedics combined.
Well, you don't want to get the feng shui wrong. I mean, that'll throw the energy off in the room. The DMV has released a public statement saying that Uber is not exempt from state regulations. Uber is publicly refusing to retrieve these permits for their autonomous vehicles. DMV representative says, quote, "We have a permitting process in place to ensure public safety as this technology is being tested. 20 manufacturers have already obtained permits to test hundreds of cars on California roads. Uber shall do the same." Unquote. But California defines autonomous vehicles as vehicles that can drive without a human operator. Uber says its cars don't count because they always have a driver behind the wheel ready to take control if the car encounters a situation it can't navigate. Uber intends to launch the driverless cars in the future, but the technology isn't there yet.
So basically the car gets put on autopilot, so therefore there's still a human operating the car?
So the car is running autonomously, but has a human behind the driver's seat. So the human can intercede if necessary.
Right, and turn off autopilot, basically.
Or hit the brakes. You know, that's going to turn off the autopilot. Sort of like how when you're in cruise control or whatever, you hit the brakes, and then all of a sudden you're not in.
Right, but when you're in cruise control, the car doesn't steer itself.
No, I understand that, but... They're saying the legal difference, because, again, Uber's all about the legal definitions
right.
here. The legal definition in California is that there is no driver. In this case, there is the potential for a driver. There is someone sitting there who technically is operating the car. If all he's doing to operate the car is punching on and then punching off when he gets there, technically, isn't that driving the car by a legal definition? That's what Uber's going to argue in court,
right.
or some sort of variant on that. California here, or Uber's argument takes the DMV's rules literally, but goes against the spirit of the regulations, according to a law professor at the University of South Carolina, who specializes in autonomous driving. He says, you can make this argument, but it's not one that's going to make you friends, he says.
All right, so I'm surprised that there's a lawyer that specializes in autonomous driving.
Yep.
Like, I did not realize that that was such a big field to where you could have someone specialize in it.
There's lawyers that specialize in cryptocurrency. There's all kinds of lawyers. Anywhere where there's the law messing with people.
Everything, yeah.
They're going to be into it. Uber's stance is especially troublesome, says MercuryNews.com, because California doesn't allow any self-driving cars on public roads without someone in the car to take over if needed. Google, for example, has drivers on board when it tests its autonomous cars. If the state adopted Uber's logic, no self-driving car companies would need a permit, said Smith. To be permitted to test autonomous vehicles, companies must pay an annual $150 fee or more if they want to test more than 10 cars, obtain $5 million in insurance coverage, and submit regular reports detailing accidents and instances where the car's human operator had to take control of the vehicle. Quote, Uber has not provided a single example of how those regulations would prevent it from testing vehicles as they are proposing, says the DMV bureaucrat. Which is true. The regulations aren't going to prevent them from testing the vehicles, and certainly Uber can afford a $150 permit. So, I mean, it's not that Uber can't jump through the hoops. It's just that they don't want to. And that's one of the reasons why I have respect for what they're doing. They're just basically saying, flip off to the California government. We're not going to jump through these hoops. In fact, rather than pay you the $150 for this permit, we're going to hire $300 an hour attorneys to take you to court and fight this thing all the way to, you know, the California Supreme Court or further.
Right.
And they will get lots of good publicity from it.
Yes.
From fighting it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying earlier.
That was Uber Grandma. That's
right. Even if they paid the $640 for the Uber Grandma fees that she was sentenced to earlier this week, they got multiple newspaper articles out of this thing. I mean, the publicity, you can't buy one newspaper advertisement, you know, half-page ad. You cannot get for $600 in pretty much any newspaper. I know they're cheaper these days than they've ever been because newspapers are going under and they desperately need money. But still, it's expensive to buy advertising in a newspaper. But to get all the publicity that they've been given in not just newspapers but television for the Uber Grandma piece, well worth the $600. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7. 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and take control of the airwaves as we watch the Bitcoin price jumping up over the last hour or so. $791 current price over at Bitfinex. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, yes, hoping for $800 by tomorrow morning. That'd be really sweet. It's been a good last few months for Bitcoin. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you don't know about Bitcoin, go check it out at Bitcoin.com. It's a great website. Good intro video, good introductory information to what is Bitcoin, this international cryptocurrency that's taking the world by storm. And hopefully we'll be taking Venezuela by storm, because those poor people need some serious help. Yes. With their money system, because the government is screwing it up royally, as we discussed in the first hour or so of the show. You can join us here. We're discussing the Uber controversy, where they are refusing to jump through the government's hoops and get a $150 permit in the state of California to test their self-driving autonomous vehicles. It's a pretty interesting situation. We'll continue with that here. You can also join us at 855-450-FREE. We go to Reno, listening, or where Robert is listening to YouTube. We're on over, by the way, at cam.freetalklive.com, so you can watch and listen to the show and chat as well. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. Yeah, hey there. I just started listening about 15 minutes ago, and about maybe half an hour ago before that is when I first saw the viral video on YouTube saying, quote-unquote, self-driving car runs red light. Mm-hmm. But as you guys just pointed out, there was an actual human being behind the vehicle. Can you point out to me whether or not someone actually hit the gas and overrode the autopilot function, or was it actually on on autopilot when it ran the red light, because it makes it seem as though it was the car's fault. But
that's a very good point, because I do remember, what was it, last year or earlier this year, there was the report of self-driving car in accident, where it was actually somebody was behind the wheel of the self-driving car on the test track when it got into an accident. Now, there was something actually on the street where I think there was a white box truck on one side of the self-driving car, and it interpreted that as clear and tried, and it merged into it.
Yikes.
It's looking to me like this is another misleading headline to get clicks.
It could be. The story that I'm looking at here doesn't get into much detail about what allegedly happened. I imagine Uber is probably wisely keeping any data that they have very close to their vest.
Just did a search for self-driving car runs red light. First story from the UK Guardian: Uber blames human for self-driving car offense.
Yeah, they've well, that doesn't mean that they're blaming the human for running through the red light on purpose. What you'd suggested, Robert, was that the human hit the gas and blew through the red. What the suggestion in the CBS local story is that the human did not do his job by stopping the car from going through. Now, I don't know if Uber has made a statement about that, but, you know, just because they're saying it was human error doesn't necessarily mean you can draw the conclusion that the human was the one who pressed the gas pedal.
Right, but it could have just been the human that was operating the vehicle the entire time, and it was never in self-driving mode.
There's nothing. There is absolutely nothing to indicate that it was under autopilot. It just happened to have that autopilot, the you know, little thing that goes on top of the car. And they said, "Oh, it's an autopilot car." Well, how do you know it was under autopilot? I mean, just because it has that little thing above it, just seems like people are going to automatically blame the technology.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Yeah, we don't know the details in this case. And like I said, Uber probably doesn't want to release those details because ultimately that could, you know, result in a case being built against
them. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm reading here.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading here. It says, it's under nymag.com. It says, did human driving Uber's autonomous car ran a red light? And they said it's currently under investigation, and they suspended them temporarily during that investigation.
Yep.
So it looks like Uber's investigating the driver.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything. Uber's been investigating me now for 9 months. So I've been on hold. They put my account on what they call a wait list. And you know, in the beginning, I emailed them like, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, how's that investigation going? Is there anything I can help you with, like provide you with some sort of information to help you with your investigation? Maybe you want to talk to me and, like, you know, ask me whatever it is you're investigating me about. And I think this was right after the Stop Free Keeners had bragged publicly. This is a local hater group, a local anti-freedom group.
I know.
They bragged publicly about having reported me to Uber as, you know, some sort of bad person or whatever, because, you know, children, et cetera, et cetera. The FBI had just raided the studio here, and, you know, they alleged that someone from this IP address had went to some child pornography website, and so the haters in the area sent at least a couple messages, it sounded like, to Uber. And shortly after they did that, all of a sudden, mysteriously, my account got waitlisted, and when I emailed them, they're like, well, we're currently investigating this, and, you know, they never have completed the investigation. They've never really been even communicative in any way, shape, or form as to what it is about. They have never asked me for any kind of input into said investigation, and last time I looked at the account, which probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, it was still waitlisted. So I gave up after just a couple months in a row of sending them emails like, hey, it's been a month, you know, what's happening?
Yeah.
If I were actually somebody who was a full-time driver with Uber, I was just doing it for fun, right? Like, just going out to see what it was like to do some ride-sharing. But if I had depended on Uber for my livelihood, like a full-time driver would have, I'd be livid about that, the way that you know, the way they've treated me.
How did the Stop Free Keeners know you were driving for Uber?
It's public. It was public.
It was public? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it on the radio. It was on the Facebook page. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, I was just going to say that brings up another point, and I think that's one of the reasons why I think it's a good thing that you guys are doing Give Self 411.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, I mean, God, I mean, if someone can turn off your ability to drive on public streets because someone spouted a bunch of gossip about you, I mean,
right.
You know, says something about the company. It reminds me a lot of what PayPal does. They do the same thing. They turn off people's accounts if someone complains about you. Even before any kind of judgment is made, they just do it. So
this is why we promote decentralized ride sharing, decentralized currency.
Absolutely.
So they can't do that to
us. You can't be stopped from using Bitcoin. There is no authority that can tell you, you can't do this. You can't be stopped.
They can't freeze your account.
Yeah. Now, technically, I guess Cell411 could, you know, ban you from their system because it is still a centralized system. But Cell411 has done the amazing work of decentralizing ride sharing as far as, like you mentioned earlier, the drivers can drive without having to go through a background check. There's nobody at Cell411 who's checking the drivers. If the driver wants to provide his own background check to his customers, you know, like link it on their profile, they're going to be adding that soon. So, you know, if that's what you want to do to show people that you're trustworthy, you can do that, or you can just roll the dice and take whoever's, you know, whoever wants to give you a ride. But there's a whole lot more choice involved with GetCell411.com. It's a free app that has ride sharing built into it, and Daryl, you tested it out. It works well.
Yes, it does.
How widespread is the GetCell411 right now? Is it because I'm imagining that something in the future might happen with the same way that Airbnb was facing the regulation down in Venice, California, mm-hmm. or somewhere, where they were trying to say that you have to be in the apartment while someone is renting it. Santa Monica. It was somewhere around there.
Right, and they also said that you can't rent for less than 30 days, which basically means that you cannot rent your apartment to someone for the month of February because February has less than 30 days.
Right. Yeah. I mean, hey. So is it getting a lot of coverage so far? Just the 4 months?
Well, I know that Virgil Baduva has said that tens of thousands of people have downloaded the program. I think last I heard it was like 80,000 people. That's worldwide. And Shire Dude out in Manchester a few weeks ago posted that he had done a test ride. He requested a ride somewhere and received two responses from some of the drivers in Manchester, one of whom happened to be his next-door neighbor, so they didn't have to drive very far to pick him up. So, you know, how well it's spread in each given city, I don't know. I think that when you download, when you go to GetCell411.com or go to the app stores and download it, install it, and then request a ride, it'll actually show you, I think, I've never done this, but I've heard this. Daryl, you've done it, so you might have seen this, where it shows you the number of potential drivers that have received the request.
It will tell you how many people received the request that you sent out,
right,
or so, how many people could have received.
So that's a way to get some kind of indicator. You're in Reno, pretty big city, so if you download Cell411 and you need a ride somewhere, request that ride. Then it'll tell you how many people basically have Cell411 in your area. So that could
be
a
random thought. I just had a random thought to close off the show. Basically, what you guys are doing is of biblical proportion. Because the mark of the beast has something to do about whether or not you can shop or not. And someone can turn off your account.
Yeah,
that's
a good point.
And that means that centralized is of the Lord.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate your decentralization. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.